All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
All right, we are back with our guest, Anne Marie. She is an expert, a personal trainer. She's very passionate about inspiring and motivating her clients, including kids, which I don't know if you even have kids clients, but I know last week
you mentioned,
okay, you do have kid clients.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do go speak at the middle schools though, and you mentioned mm-hmm. the Titans. Are you going with the Titan cheerleaders or is it the Titan football players?
So I was a cheerleader for 6 years, and right after I got in cheering, they brought me on to the NFL initiative. That's the Play 60 program, where the NFL has initiative to inspire kids to move their bodies for 60 minutes a day. So I go into the middle schools and elementary schools with the Titans mascot T-Rack, and we talk all about just basic things of moving your body and eating healthy, because, you know, they're at school for a majority of their days. And so getting this information, especially from an organization like the NFL, has just spoken volumes for getting this message across. And on top of that, I also have quite a few kid clients, but it's not necessarily that the kids reach out, it's the parents who reach out. And they're like, I don't know how to inspire my kid to move, to eat healthy, or the opposite, my kid is moving too much and too restrictive. That's my background when it comes to children.
And so last week was more about movement and exercise. And then this week we're focusing on food and body image. And it's such a tricky time when you're going through adolescence. I mean, we've all been there. We know how it was for us. And we want to do anything and everything to help make it a little bit smoother for our kids. So what kind of things do you talk about with those students or with your clients when it comes to having a healthy relationship with food and keeping that balanced?
My disclaimer before all of this, when I talk about kids and food in general, is the acknowledgement of we're not living as kids in this present time. And I tell that to all my kid clients. It's like, I don't know what you are specifically going through in this day and age. However, I also know what's going to help prepare you for a healthy life. And so that's what I help you with. That's what I work with. So the main thing I start to talk, and we talk to kids in schools and I talk to my client kids about this, is what looks like, what's balance? What does balance look like? You know, because a lot of them actually don't get balance at home, whether it's they don't have the opportunity to have food beyond packaged foods at home, or they have parents that have the opposite behaviors and they're too restrictive. So they don't even know what balance looks like. It's like eating your grains, eating your proteins, eating your vegetables, your fruits, and your dairies, like actually eating the old school meal plan, which I know the food wheel, which a lot of people have their own opinions about if that's good, if that's bad, portions are off. The FDA, you know, is often their recommendations of all this. But at the end of the day, kids need to understand what each of the food groups looks like and how to eat from there. There's a reason that we learn this. You know, a lot of people in the health and fitness world believe the food pyramid is kind of off in its approach to portion wise, but kids need to know that, like, these are all food groups you need to eat on a daily basis, because a lot of them don't understand it. A lot of them don't understand to eat. I need to eat a protein. I need to eat a dairy, and I need to eat a fruit, a vegetable, and all that. They just don't understand that concept. So we literally approach food with understanding the food pyramid, period. It would shock you to know how simple but yet effective that concept is, because first of all, that removes any kind of personal opinion out of it. It's like, here's food groups that exist in the world. Let's talk about just eating balanced food groups to start with. And then conversation kind of escalates from there. But that's the initial entry point, is literally just using the good old fashioned food pyramid when it comes to this.
No, I like that. We've been printing out all kinds of charts and I just hang them up. The kids know where to go now. We used to just talk about things, but I realized, oh, if they had a visual, this would be so much better. If we could this down and they could keep track of things, it's so much better. And so now I'm envisioning maybe printing out in maybe even different facts about the food groups, like why protein?
Yeah.
Why carbs?
For sure.
What part of the brain does this benefit, and or what part of what organ does this support, or what is this doing for our muscles or our bone health? So they can learn that way too, and they can see, because I feel like sometimes, Amory, honestly, like my approach with my kids is, I used to be, when I first adopted them, I was in my eating disorder and I was so restrictive, even with them.
I get it.
So they almost have a totally different mom now, because now I'm very laid back around food. But again, we've talked about that pendulum swinging, and I sort of swung all the way for them too, where it's like, okay, whatever, I don't want to be restrictive, whatever you want. And then now that I'm balancing out, I feel like I have a duty to educate them. And this isn't about my opinions or anything. This is science. It's facts.
It is. It removes that pressure. Yeah.
You need some greens in your life. And my daughter looked at me the other day and she said, well, I ate a peach. And I said, okay, we need to back up, because a peach is not a green.
Right. Right. Well, and that's the thing. And like, my oldest is just only 3. And I realize even at this age, she's gotten into her, she'll only eat crackers and cheese phase. No matter how much I try to put healthy foods in front of her, that's all she'll eat. So I've definitely been experiencing the whole preaching about something for years, but now experiencing it, two different things. I even take the approach for her at being 3 from an educational standpoint, and teaching about foods give us energy and why, you know, protein gives us energy and all this. And I think the latest printout is called the My Plate approach. So it's not necessarily what we're used to with the actual like pyramid. It's just a plate, and there's different colors section of the plates. And it's like, this is where your protein goes. This is where your vegetables go. This is where your fruit goes. Like, that's how it looks, versus you need to have 2 to 3 servings, 3 to 4 servings type of approach. But I believe it's called My Plate or something in that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's My Plate. And I just thought of someone too that's been a great resource for me. I actually am now motivated to revisit this, because I am feeling this urge in my parenting to be more proactive in this lane, and that it's okay for me now to do this, Because again, there's that tricky space in recovery where it's like, oh,
totally.
Who cares? Talkie and mac and cheese every meal. Who cares? And then I know that they're not going to wake up feeling their best, or they're going to have certain mood swings and whatnot. Or when they're trying to take a test at school, are they going to be able to concentrate? And I know that I'm speaking from a place of privilege and having access to certain foods that I know can help them. And that's a whole nother conversation of, every child getting access to certain foods that are going to be good for them.
Which is why working with the Titans program, going into the schools, you know, a lot of kids that we talk to don't necessarily have the resources that we talk about. And so we're very sensitive to that and keep it very, we explain to them very basic using the My Plate concept about what can even look like eating your grains, what can look like your protein that you have, the importance of drinking milk, because milk has gotten such a bad rap now in the diet culture. It's like, no, kids actually do need the nutrients that you get in milk. You know, it's taking everything from a science standpoint and presenting it and removing adult diet standards from anything in our minds, but especially when talking to kids about the foods they need to eat. Parents bring me on first and foremost to talk to them about food, to talk to them about just eating healthy and balanced, because they either don't know how to eat them balanced themselves as parents, or just don't, the kids don't listen to them, period. And so another resource as a parent, if you're having a hard time getting your kid to even listen to you at all when it comes to food, is just remove yourself from the equation and try to look for these other resources. If you have the means to bring somebody in, bring somebody in. If you, you know, utilize your schools, utilize school counselors to have these conversations, utilize school health coaches, PE teachers. I mean, they do exist and they do want to help your kids. And so just go utilize them and have them talk to your kids so that you can just be the parent on the sidelines with this and have them talk to somebody else.
Yeah. And the other resource that I was going to mention a second ago, and then I get sidetracked, is Kids Eat in Color, kidseatincolor.com. And I know, I think her Instagram might be like kids.eat.in.color. Or something.
Sure, yeah.
There's some dots.
Yeah.
Anyway, you might be able to find some helpful ways to encourage your children to try some new things and consume it. And then I was just went to fitcityworld.com because that's your website, Anne-Marie. And I know that your story is up there if people want to go back and read that, if they missed you a couple of weeks ago on the first episode that we did with you, because I feel like you're full of all kinds of knowledge. Are there any other things that y'all try to talk with the kids about when you're there? I keep thinking of the school setting, but I know you have clients as well. But when it comes to having a healthy body image, I know we've been talking about the food, but just to shift quickly before we wrap.
Yeah. The battle that you probably talk about all the time, and the battle that's going to be in textbooks for years to come, is the role that social media plays with all this. At the end of the day, control what you can control about the narrative and about the conversation and how you're showing up as the parent to these conversations and how you're showing up with your own body image approach. Because we worry so much about what's being exposed to these kids outside of our control. And the reality is, it's outside of our control. Yes, we can control settings on phones. We can have them not hang out with people. But it's like, how are you showing up as a parent? What are the things that you are saying to yourself? What are the things that the people around you? For instance, both my mom and my mother-in-law have made comments about their own bodies in front of my toddler. And I strictly strike that down. I'm like, we don't talk about our bodies when it comes to that at all, even with her being 3 years old. And I talked to some of my clients' parents about that conversation without my kid clients around, being like, how are you talking about your body? What are you saying that you don't even realize? Because a lot of times as adults, we've gotten into patterns where we don't even realize what we're saying and how it's coming out of our mouth, and how we're like, we'll put a shirt on and be like, oh, this looks ugly on me. Or we'll put pants on and be like, oh, these don't feel good. Like, kids pick up on those statements so easily. And so it's control what you can control. And that's the narrative coming out of your mouth at the end of the day, because there's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to social media and how to deal with that and dealing with, you know, friends and mean girls at school. But it's like, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to think about controlling that every second of the day. And that's not what I'm an expert in. So I don't even want to start to go down that route of how to control that. But it's personal responsibility on you as an adult and parent, and what you're saying. What if you have a spouse in the picture, what the spouse is saying. If you have friends that are coming over, if you have family members, what are they saying around your kids? about body image. And it's another topic of conversation, which is a whole nother probably podcast, but if their dialogue that's coming out of their mouth is negative when it comes to body image, it's like, don't just have them shut it down when they're around kids. Like, that's something else that needs to change completely in their own life. But that's a whole another topic for another day. But it's just making sure what's in their ears is not negative body related information. And like, I have a mantra that my daughter and I kind of, we started preaching together, and I say, I'm strong. And she says, I'm strong. And then I say, I'm smart. She says, I'm smart. And then I say, I'm brave. She says, I'm brave. And then I'm beautiful. And I'm beautiful. Cause I think it's okay for girls to think that they're beautiful and to know that they are beautiful. And that word has gotten such a bad rap, but it's like, no, every girl, every boy is beautiful. So have these mantras that they preach and that you preach with them. And so that kind of sticks in their head as they grow up.
I love that. Let's do the mantra together. You say it and I'll say it back. Like, I'm your
yes.
kid.
I'm strong.
I am strong.
I'm smart.
I am smart.
I'm brave.
I am brave.
I'm beautiful.
I am beautiful. To anybody that might be new to a mantra, sometimes you're like, oh, I'm embarrassed, or that feels cheesy, or any thoughts that are going to counter that might flood into your brain. But who cares? Let it go.
Yeah.
It is not. It is important. And there is a reason why people adopt mantras and why they see them work.
Yeah. And I actually, with my daughter, she was born 14 weeks early. And in the NICU, because she was in the hospital for 97 days after she was born, I would speak that mantra into her ear every night at the hospital bed when we'd visit her. And it's just kind of something, it's the same mantra that I spoke then. Obviously, you know, one could argue if she retained it then or not, but it's something we've carried around and she'll get to be a high schooler and probably not want to say that with mom, but get these words in their head early. And also, don't just have these words, have them something that you mean in all the words that you say to them. So I make sure that she knows that she's brave. We talk about bravery a whole lot now. We talk about strength a whole lot. You know, it's a whole action speak louder than word situation. So it's not just the mantra that we're saying at night. I'm making sure we also execute these mantras during the day with what we do as well.
Well, Amory, I loved our time together. It sounds like I might be able to have you back for another topic.
Yeah.
For
there's lots of topics that come out. Yeah.
Of that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we'd love to have you back anytime that you're available. So in the meantime, y'all can find Anne-Marie on Instagram. I mentioned her website a minute ago, which is fitcityworld.com. But then your Instagram
is fitcitypearl. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not world. It's at fitcitypearl. Pearl.
I have both Instagrams. I just, in my social media hiatus, have not done much for my business and put more into my personal. So,
hey,
yeah.
Love to see it.
Yes.
And it's been a joy talking with you the last 3 weeks, and we will be back next Saturday. So in the meantime, take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.